Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Funk Friday, third edition.
Yeah, ow!
This is one of those ones that you just
ow.
You knew was going to last as soon as it started. Good morning to you, Randy. How are
you? What's happening, man? Yes, man. This is a funky Friday. Beautiful Friday here in Atlanta. Weather stopped hating on the brother.
Yeah, we need the weather and we need the music.
Yeah, man. It's going to be one of them days where it's when you talk about your patients are like just worn the hell out, and it's like you want to. I want to say you want to punch the TV because I know the team is not going to reimburse me for tearing up the TV.
No, I don't think they have a deal with LG like that.
You know
that.
What I'm saying? And you know, but we'll get to that in a sec because last night's basketball game.
Yeah, let's just ignore the Braves for a while. Yeah, they don't deserve – it's like like when your dog behaves badly. Just put him in the corner and ignore him. Like, don't give him the attention.
Usually we ignore Abe's rundowns, but – since he has basketball in the first segment.
Yeah, let's just do that.
Because,
We're not ignoring Abe. He hasn't done anything wrong.
No, but the real test will be if you pay Braves attention at 12:20 when we have to talk Braves.
Yeah.
Braves grab bag.
I'm good.
Whew, I don't know.
Yeah, we'll figure something out.
I don't know. Maybe.
But no, I mean, the game was so – it was an ugly game.
It was – you're talking about the NBA Finals game. It was – It was a weird, ugly, couldn't quite figure out what it wanted to be type basketball game.
Yes.
With a beautiful finish.
Yes. I mean, when you look at how bad Indiana played.
Yeah.
20 turnovers in the first
half. In the first half.
But luckily for them, the Thunder didn't do what they usually do with turnovers. Yep. They didn't capitalize.
They didn't.
And to me, they looked young. They looked young.
They looked young. They also looked like they overthought it.
Yes.
You know?
Because you start with the coach changing the lineup.
Yeah. Daigneault, I feel like, maybe got a little bit. But here's the thing, though. It worked for 3.5 quarters.
Yeah, like, until it didn't.
Yeah, until it didn't. Yeah. And they stuck with it late because they did, you know, they went small. They only went one big. We talked about this yesterday. Like, I thought one of the great advantages that the Thunder have in this series is their two bigs. Mm-hmm. Is the two big lineup and kind of take advantage a little bit of Miles Turner defensively. And honestly, outside of SGA, who obviously had a really nice game. Now, there's a couple moments that were unusual for him, especially missing that shot late. But like outside of SGA, I think in total, I thought Hartenstein was one of their best offensive players.
Yes, he was.
Like, he was really effective. He just only played 17 minutes. So that's kind of a back to the drawing board situation for them. I understand why they did it, because that's sort of when they avalanche you, is when they go to that lineup.
Yes.
And that's when they start causing turnovers and they get out to huge leads. And again, they caused turnovers and they got out to a pretty sizable lead.
But
the Pacers are just different.
They're just different. They're well coached. And they hang in there, because I know when Lou Dort hit them three first quarter threes, I was like, oh, this is going to be a wrap.
Dude.
I was like, this may be a wrap.
There was a period during the game, I think like midway through the third quarter, where the Pacers had 22 turnovers and Lou Dort had 5 threes.
Yes.
And
yes.
somehow
yes.
they just kept like, it was the weirdest thing too, because the game was pretty, you know, most of the game was 11 to 13 points, whatever, right. somewhere between like 9 and 13 points. But every couple minutes, like once or twice a quarter, Siakam would make a nice shot. Nembhard would maybe hit it, something like that. And yes. then it'd be like, oh, it's 6 again. Huh.
Yep.
6 again.
Yep.
But then when they couldn't get the ball inbounds and McConnell kind of threw that bad, long, you know, sometimes when you try to throw it into the backcourt so your guard can go run it down and right. nobody went and ran it down and J. Will grabbed it and dunked it, put him up 15, he screams, crowd goes crazy. I was like, all right, that kind of felt like what normally would right. be the knockout blow right. in a normal game against a normal team. We talked about Rocky yesterday, right?
Yes.
How in no reality, in no sport in reality, does anyone get punched like that and get up except the Pacers.
Yeah, man.
Pacers are the Rocky of professional sports.
They take your best shot.
Because there were now, I'll say this about the Thunder. There were multiple shots that felt like the knockout blow. There was also multiple opportunities that felt like it would have been the knockout blow, but they missed it.
Right.
Like, Shea collapsed the defense at one point in the fourth quarter. It's like 3 minutes left. Everybody collapses on him. He hits J. Will. J. Will's wide open. Would have made him up 90. Misses it.
Mm-hmm. But he was making those last. He was making those in the last series.
He wasn't making them against Denver on the road.
In the last series.
In the last series, yes. he was, yeah, but yes. they beat the hell yeah. out of those guys. Like, I wonder, because it crept into their nervous system a little bit against the Nuggets. The Nuggets are a champion and obviously mm-hmm. very good. They look, some of those other, and I won't even say other guys, because J-Will is like an all-NBA, all-star, but some of the guys that haven't been there before, which is all of them.
Like, the moment's too big.
The moment looked too big for a lot of people last night.
And even Halliburton.
First half, Halliburton looked shook.
He was, and that was the thing we talked about yesterday, was him being assertive and everything like that. They did a great job of somebody else handling the ball. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, he looked like he was shook and everything. He even admitted he was a little jittery and things like that. Right for those damn NBA Finals.
Yeah, he's never been in an NBA Final before. It's okay. It's okay. Like, nobody ever wants to be okay with admitting it. But, yeah, of course you are.
Yeah,
of course
okay.
you are. It's the NBA Finals. Of course you're jittery.
It's okay to be a little jittery, but I just thought, you know, the way they did, and then, you know, Rick Carlisle not calling timeout, you know, told them in the huddle, we're going to get stopped, we're not going to call timeout, we're going to go down, and he got to his spot. I know what happened was he waited when Caruso half committed and went back, it was buckets. Mm-hmm. And as soon as he got to his right, and his shot, I was like, that's going in.
Yep.
That's going in.
Even though it was a weird, like, he wasn't even sure if he really wanted to take it.
Yes.
Kind of like double clutched on the way up.
Yeah, I was like,
semi mid-range, like, whatever, went in.
I was like, what are you doing?
Yeah,
but it was nothing but draws. And this dude, I mean, this is what he does. Yep. We talked about this before, you know, when the playoffs started. He's a closer. He is. Like, he can play crappy all game, but he is the scariest man with the ball late in games.
No doubt.
Less than 5 seconds.
No, and he has been good in the clutch in his career. I had no idea that he was this guy.
Yeah.
I had no idea that he was the Grim Reaper when it was time to go. No one's ever had a playoff run like he's had. He's made a shot with under 5 seconds to either win the game or tie the game in every single series so far. That's 4.
Yep.
No player in NBA history has ever had 3 game-winning buzzer beaters in a playoff run before.
Yes.
Only one player in the era where they've kept this stat dating back to 1997 has made more game-winning buzzer-beating shots in the playoffs than him.
Yes.
And he's made all 5 of them in the last 2 years. LeBron's made 8 over the course of 20 years. No one else is in that league with him. I don't know how to explain it, though, because other than they're just, they believe, I guess. I mean, obviously they're very good and you can't let them hang around, but there's like no real basketball explanation for how it continues to happen. Because the Thunder are better than them.
Yes.
And they played better than them. The adjustments that they threw into the game plan yesterday worked for the most part. The one thing that didn't work, and I think is kind of the sneaky reason why the Pacers were able to hang around as long as they were, was how well the Pacers rebounded. They won the rebound battle by 20 in the game. That doesn't happen ever. Like, you win a rebound battle by 20. It's like, how do you know, what do they not have any size at all? And the Thunder do have size. They just played small lineups so often in the game. And you look at the minutes of their bigs, like Hartenstein played 17 minutes. That can't be. Even Chet only played 24 minutes. Like, Pretty weird.
Well, he was awful.
He was not good. No. Yeah, Chet didn't look like he wanted the ball at all.
He was awful.
Which is, again, something that I wonder about some of these guys is I believe they're all very good, and I obviously trust SGA, even though he took probably a few more shots than you'd like him to take last night, too. Some of them, his shot selection was a little bit weird at times.
It was more a lot of ISO.
Was a lot more like, it just wasn't in the flow of the game the way that it normally is.
Right.
But, like, Chet and Jay Will have at times during this playoff run looked overwhelmed by the moment.
Yeah, and that's the thing with Jay
Chet
Will.
Did last night.
And that's what Jay Will, like, when he's that definitive number two guy, or when Chet's the definitive number two guy, you can't beat this team. But when they're playing like this, and I know Shea had 38, but he took 30 shots to get to 38. And so that's, you know, but he's going to do that anyways. But, yeah, I mean, just sitting there watching the game, just like, okay, this is just too close. And this team right here, man, because they're so deep, and then they get contributions from everybody. Obi looked like ass, and then all of a sudden turned it around.
Yeah, then he looked like Robert Horry.
he turns it around. And then you get the big shots from him. And then, obviously, you know, the way that they were able to just hang there. Because I'm telling you, obviously we weren't there, but I bet you can hear a pin drop when Halle had that ball.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure everybody in that damn arena, and they showed a picture, like a side picture of him shooting it, and there's two Indiana Pacers fans, like, sitting behind the front row, losing their mind, and then you look at the OKC fans just
a sea of
just like
whatever is that blue? What do you call that blue? Like
OKC blue.
OKC blue, something like that, whatever their blue is.
Yeah,
just a sea of blue with
man.
Two yellow jerseyed Pacers fans enjoying the hell out of the moment.
Yeah,
rightfully so. I mean, it also had all the things that a comeback like that has to have in order to happen. Like the Miles Turner pump fake step back bank three.
It counts.
Like, of course it does.
He called it.
Of course. But like that's when you know, like when you're on the other team, you're like, oh blank. Like that's going in, you know? And then you had the one, I don't remember who shot it. It might have been Neesmith and this always happens when you're blowing a lead like this.
Air ball.
Bad three, air ball, offensive rebound, layup.
But like, every time. He was feeling himself because he hit it earlier.
Sure.
He was like, left hand dribble, Hezzy and go up, and then I was like, oh hell, heat check. But again, like when it's your night, stuff like that happens. That air ball falls directly into your guy's hands. He lays it up, and then you keep cutting into that lead. And as they're coming back, OKC got tight.
Yeah, they did.
Tight,
you could see it.
And you can
even
see
SGA,
it.
Even SGA. The last shot is a shot that he almost always makes. Yep. He got to his spot. No, it was still good defense by Neesmith. And by the way, by Nembhard. We found the storyline, by the way. I didn't know it until they were talking about it last night. Those guys have been playing with each other for a decade.
Yeah.
Nembhard and SGA, Canadian guys, national team, have been going back and forth. I know it's kind of funny to say this on a night where SGA has 38 points, but you could tell in the way that he defended him that he kind of knew some of his tricks little bit better.
Because we know what Shea likes to do, the initiate, try to get the M1. He was backing off.
Yeah.
When he felt that he was about to put that shoulder, put that forearm into him, he would like, what do they call it, like pulling the chair?
Almost like pulling the chair, yeah.
And that's what he was doing to him last night.
He couldn't get to the line on Nembhard the way that he normally does against defenders.
Yes.
And, I mean, again, he scored 38 points, so he had a really nice night, but there's just kind of something about that. It just looked a little bit different when he was defending him on the perimeter than a normal good perimeter defender, because he's done it a million times.
Right.
Like, they played against each other so much. So, yeah, there it is. There it is. And look, man, like, to me, as a semi-neutral observer, I don't know that I'm fully neutral, but you know what it is, this is what we wanted.
Yeah.
Right? Like, everyone kind of thought the Thunder might run away with it. I wouldn't be surprised if Sunday night's ugly. I wouldn't be surprised if they go double big to start and get smart and win that game by 25.
Like, be surprised.
Whatever. Then it's 1-1.
I wouldn't be surprised if Indiana won.
That's the thing, man.
I'm done doubting them.
These guys are just tough.
Are they a team of destiny?
Maybe. We'll see. Three more wins and then yes.
Man. Unbelievable.
Here's the thing, though. Like, there's also a world, and it wouldn't shock me, if, all right, they got the first one, and it's like Sixers, Lakers, whatever that was, 0-1.
Yeah, and I thought about that this morning. I was like, because AI went bonkers in that damn game.
Bonkers.
Okay.
That's the Ty Lue stepover game.
Yes, it is. Like, he went, but then Shaq just beat the hell out of
him. Yeah, then they're just way better than him, and they beat him four straight, and kind of was what it was. I hope that's not what this is, but it also wouldn't totally shock me if that's what this is.
Not at all.
Whatever. We can get there when we get there. Last night, the Pacers won down 15 in the fourth quarter like they always do. And Tyrese Halliburton was the man like he has been in every single series. Awesome. All right. Now we'll talk Braves. Coming up next. They blew it. Really, really sucked. We thought yesterday was rock bottom. Actually, no. We thought 2 days ago was rock bottom. It was actually yesterday. We'll talk about it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Final seconds, no fouls to give. Halliburton looking. Halliburton driving. Pulls off. Jump shot. It's good! It's good! With 0.3 of a second remaining. Timeout, OKC. Tyrese Halliburton does it again.
You can't get a bang for that?
No.
How do you not get a bang for an NBA Finals game winner?
How he double clutched. That might have threw him off.
Oh, he kind of double pumped Mike Green.
Yeah, double pumped Mike Green, okay. Too, man. But bang! Bang! But no.
Double bang. An NBA Finals game winner? I guess it wasn't a buzzer beater because it was 0.3 left.
Seconds, but still, dude.
I would have thought we'd be banging on that one.
I mean, the best bang ever was in that building with Steph Curry.
Double bang.
Yeah, bang, yeah. Bang. But no, it was an ugly game.
I got a couple of other bangs that are better
but
than that.
But it ended well. It ended fun. They're just like, they're the damn cockroaches, man.
Yep.
You got to put a damn a firecracker up their ass and just blow them to bits.
You have to.
Because they're going to hang around.
You have to.
And they're
kill them, bury them, build a house on the grave, burn the house down.
And they still might come
back. Ship the ashes to the Himalayas, sprinkle them on Mount Everest.
And they still
might come back.
Yeah, exactly.
Because the thing about it is, like, I know I've heard some, like, there's a lot of reaction to it, which is great. I love it. Great game, great finish. Hopefully the whole series is like this. But a lot of it's like, well, that's what they do. It's like, I know that, but it's what they – it gets harder every time because the teams they're doing it against are better every series. Like, the Thunder are the best team in the NBA. Yeah. They're not supposed to let you do that to them. We talked about it yesterday, how they don't give up leads.
Yes.
Like, they're the step-on-your-neck team. And they didn't do it. They tried to, and they couldn't step on their necks.
I'm trying to find
slippery necks.
The stat I saw this morning, and I thought I screenshot. I didn't screenshot it. As far as the odds of them winning that game,
oh god, I'm sure it was long.
Okay, it was god dog it. Come on up. It says teams trailing 9+ in the final 3 minutes entering yesterday was 0-182
in the NBA Finals.
Yes,
yeah. Because I'm gonna say not in this playoffs.
Yeah,
because the Pacers are like 4-2 now.
182. Are you serious? Like, yeah. These dudes, like, we talk about how great a coach Rick Carlisle is, and he is phenomenal. He is a phenomenal top five coach.
He's
in my
a
opinion.
Great coach.
And then you
my
got,
apologies the, yesterday for the, being like, I don't know, maybe Daigneault's better. My bad, Rick. Rick Carlisle is a better coach until proven otherwise.
Yeah, man. And then you again, they looked, and it just wasn't highly. It was a lot of them that looked shook. Like, yeah. It was oh, yeah. just a moment and everything like that. Rightfully so, the first time any of them have been in a. You know, outside of Caruso and guys like that, have been in a situation that is the NBA Finals.
Yep.
And for them, so for Halliburton, we talked yesterday how they were going to get up on him. They were going to do a great job of pressuring him and doing all those things. But as we said earlier, I thought this was going to be a runaway when Lou Dort hit the threes in the first quarter.
Yeah.
And they were wet, too, Andy.
Oh, I know. It's crazy.
They were wet.
But there was also a certain point where I was like, no offense to Lou Dort, right. who's a great player, especially defensively.
Yeah.
He's not going to keep hitting
he was
these.
Wet.
All five of them didn't hit rim.
Nothing.
Yeah. It was like prime Ray Allen level yeah. swish. And then it was like, all right, fourth quarter, kind of like, all right, we're missing a little bit here, coming back down to earth. What was the moment in the game where you thought to yourself, uh-oh, uh-oh, these Pacers are still here?
Oh,
like,
I think when Miles hit that three,
that was mine too.
I was yep. like, "Oh man, if that's going in,
yep, me too.
It's just their night."
Yep, that was the
but
moment.
I still thought OKC was going to be able to close it out, but when he hit that three and how he hit it, like, because when he shot it, I was like, "What the hell is he doing?"
Yeah,
it wasn't against the shot clock.
No, that yeah. was like a second quarter in February heat check.
Yeah,
but it was the fourth quarter of a tight game in yeah. the NBA Finals.
Yeah, man.
But he hit him with a pump fake step back, fading to his left, and he's a center.
Yes,
like. If you need to know nothing else about the modern NBA, that's it right there. But he can make it, and obviously banked it in. But he can make. He's obviously a good 3-point shooter. But yeah, that was a little excessive. But whatever, it went in. It went in, and can't take it away from him. And the cool thing is, you kind of look up and down their box score last night too. Is like a lot of guys had. I don't know that anybody had a great game. Maybe Nemhard had a great game.
He was great.
Okay, but like I think. Probably four or five guys had great stretches.
Yes.
Right? Like, obviously, Halliburton with the game-winning shot. Siakam had a couple stretches in the second and third where they pulled back and got him back within striking range. But I thought T.J. McConnell played 6 minutes in the second quarter that could have gone otherwise, and they could have lost the game right there.
Right.
Like, he scored a handful of points there in the second quarter that continued to keep it close. Benedict Mathurin came in and was just really, like, energetic and does what he does.
How many people did they play last night? 11, 12?
They played 11 guys last night. 11 guys played at least 8 minutes.
Yeah.
Thomas Bryant.
Yeah.
Two for two with a three in his 8 minutes.
But the thing about it, he's going to stick with what – because, you know, most of the time we saw, well, the team shortened their bench and everything mm-hmm. in the playoff. Not Rick. All those guys played during the season. They play. I think they had like 12 guys that averaged 15 minutes a game.
Yep.
This throughout the whole season.
Mm-hmm.
So he's comfortable using those guys, and they know their role. But I thought the best thing about it, and it's something we mentioned before game one, is that unlike in Minnesota, they have multiple ball handlers.
Yep, that's
and
right.
And that was going to be the biggest thing because that's what OKC does. They collapse on the guy, how they were collapsing on Ant-Man, how they were collapsing on Joker, how they were collapsing on – that's what they do. Well, when you got all these guys that can handle the ball and freaking shoot, as good as on-ball defenders that OKC is, and they are great, you can take advantage of it.
Yeah.
And you can take advantage of it. But we mentioned it. If Indiana can hit shots – if they can hit shots,
46% from three,
it's going to give them an opportunity to stay in the game. And because they can shoot shots, it gave them the opportunity to win.
To me, the key stat in the game is 56 to 39. That's 17 rebound difference.
Yeah.
They out-rebounded by 17.
Yep.
Because they turned the ball over 1,000 times.
I mean, 19 like, in the first half.
They turned the ball over. I guess they cut them down in the second half.
I think they only had five
in the second half if they had 19 or 20 at halftime. Yeah. But, like, there's a lot of things that, you know, we always do this. If you would have told me this, like, if you had told me that 25 turnovers, I would have said, well, they lost.
They lost by
30. Yeah. I mean, they exactly. wasn't close. But, yeah, the rebounds kept them close. The Thunder got to go big, man. They can't do that small lineup as often as they did yesterday. All right. Look, man.
Andy, you know what, man? We had a great show yesterday.
We did.
Great,
it was fun.
Great show yesterday. Get in the car. No traffic on 85. Got all the way home. Just a perfect drive. Got in the house. Let Nico out. Fed him. Andy got stripped down because ain't nobody home. And I go
all the way.
I just had my Anyway.
And none of my business.
Yes,
and my
I was just curious about like, what you want to know. But anyway, you know, I get myself ready. The weather's cooperating, so I know I'm going to have some back. And I get there, and I sit down, and I turn this game on. And I'm like, wow, look at these dudes go.
10-4 at the time?
Yes.
10-4 at the time.
I was like, oh, yeah. I got home right when it just avalanche.
And then so it was your fault.
Yeah. I will take the blame for it. Andy, when he hit that home run, I was like, oh, damn.
Which one? The first one?
Yes,
to make it 10-5?
Yes.
Me too.
And I was like,
hell.
There's no way this is going to happen, right? There's no way that they're going to blow this freaking game right here. When we're talking about rock bottom and they need to do this, oh, this is it right here.
Turns out they blew it.
Scott
blew it.
Oh, my. And then when Iglesias came in, when he brought Iglesias in, I was like, it's a wrap.
It's like, are you trying to lose?
We're going
to
lose this
like
game. There's no way. They're going to win this damn game because of Raf.
You were familiar with this guy's work this year, right? Like this, all right,
dude.
I guess put him in there.
Dude.
And obviously that backfired. Dude's 3-5.
Boo! I'll never hear somebody boo with Truist. Boo!
They played 60 games. He has 8 decisions. It's insane.
Dude.
It's completely, all right, let's hear Snit.
Oh my God.
Brian Snicker after
that. I mean, we got to play again tomorrow. And it was. It's a really, really hard loss. We're not playing well. We're not executing. You know, it was nice to see to score some runs. You get 6 runs up in the 9th, you feel like you should win the game, obviously. But we didn't, you know, you got to do your job. And we got to play better.
Oh, my damn.
Yeah. You had that stat about, what, 0-100 and something or other?
Yes, what's theirs?
In the end of
the, what, they were 0-700 and
the Braves hadn't lost a game, and then, like, no one loses games. But the Braves hadn't lost a game up by 6 going into the 9th inning since 1973.
That's what we had. That's what they, that's where this team is right now.
50 years.
That's what this team is, Andy.
That was a 50-year loss.
Watching them blow that game and watching them do what they do, ground into a damn double play to end the game.
Right, exactly.
I mean,
like, it's one – there's a lot of one things. But, like, then – because they had it – right, it's the bottom of the 9th. Like, all right, that was a disaster.
But
– put up a fight. Nah, meekly into the night.
Goodness gracious, man.
Yeah, they're
– that was – I mean
– they're bad.
That one that hurt there. That one there hurt so bad. And is that that – you know, because you remember last time when they had the little turnaround, they were on the West Coast. They were out in Arizona, actually, when they had this thing.
Oh, you're talking about like 22
was
or
it something?
Something
like that?
I don't know. When it, yeah, something
yeah,
like
when
that.
Yeah, when Snit and them had the whatever out there in Arizona. They're in San Fran. I ain't watching none of these games, Andy. I don't even want to watch them because they hurt me yesterday. You don't let no sports team hurt me. That hurt me because I was so damn mad yesterday.
Yeah.
And for them –
how mad? Like, what do you need? Like, what do you need in return? Because everybody's mad and they want.
Oh, flesh. I don't want flesh.
They want flesh.
Taking flesh ain't gonna help me. You know what I mean?
Well, what do you need?
I need you to just play better.
Oh,
I don't need no flesh. Yeah. I don't need nobody fired. I don't need nobody optioned. I don't need nobody nothing. I just need you to freaking win. Yes, I'm gonna sit my ass down there tomorrow night like everybody and
watch
him play.
But you're gonna watch it tonight.
Yeah. Yeah,
you have the TV on in your backyard.
Yeah, dog. Oh man, I told you, boy. I'm loving this non-hating ass weather.
Now it's a 10-15 first pitch. So that's an easy one to ignore. 10-15?
10-15. You know I'm gonna be litty lit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna be litty lit.
But you're not gonna watch the whole.
I'm gonna put the big fan. I'm gonna put the big 10 up too.
Okay.
I'm gonna be litty litty lit.
All right. You won't remember the whole.
I won't remember.
But you don't want to remember.
But I always watch it in the morning because it's always because it replays on. On FanDuel, it always replays.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, that one there hurt so bad, Bunk, that I couldn't even tweet.
I don't think I did either.
I couldn't even tweet.
I waited until the NBA
I
finals.
I said effing.
I was like, I'm not adding anything to the discourse here. Like, there's nothing to say.
I used my effing tweet.
Did you?
Yeah.
You cussed on Twitter?
Yes.
That's how you know Randy's mad.
Yep.
Cussing on Twitter.
Only
Georgia can make you cuss on Twitter.
Yep.
Georgia football.
Yep. It's the only one. But these damn Braves, they trying me, boy. They are trying me.
Yeah.
I'm going to put last year time when they lost like that, I put all my Braves stuff up.
Oh.
Yeah, man.
You know who likes to cuss on Twitter?
Who?
Smoking Joe Patrick.
Yes, he does.
He'll
very
join us next. Hey, Aaron Rodgers signed. I love it. There's so much going on, we haven't even talked about that yet, which is the right way to cover it. Smoking Joe Patrick's going to join us next on Sports Radio 92.9.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Game. See, that's the perfect thing about Funk Fridays is, all right, if you're in a good mood, this is going to make you in a better mood. If you're sitting there still thinking about the Braves giving up 7 runs in the 9th inning yesterday, it's going to improve that as well.
Hey, man, this is like this man right here, Bo Johnson. I ain't heard this one in so long.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Thanks for being with us here on a beautiful Friday, 20 minutes away from an NFL no huddle, in which we will actually talk about some of the Aaron Rodgers stuff that came out yesterday. I have a little conspiracy theory about that. Of course you do, as it relates to Aaron Rodgers, who loves conspiracy. This sort of, I don't know, it's not like I don't actually believe it, but I'm going to say it anyway in 20 minutes from right now, and then we'll have a good chuckle about it.
All right.
Abe wrote that we should talk about the Braves at 12:20, but I don't know that we should. Maybe we will, maybe we won't. We'll see what happens when we get there, and then Sports Jeopardy an hour from right now. But Joe Patrick joins us on Fridays. I don't know, it's always at a different time. Sometimes it's at 1:20, sometimes it's now, but he's in studio, which we appreciate. Joe, how are you?
I think this is the new time, at least for the next 6 weeks or so until training camp starts.
Right. Okay, let's play Joe's music so Joe can be ready to go.
Yes.
So I couldn't have been the only Falcons fan yesterday when the Aaron Rodgers news comes out that thinks about Kirk Cousins. what do you think that means for the Falcons' chances of trading Kirk?
Yeah, I mean, I think it obviously lessens them, but at the same time, I don't know how much it lessens them because I think it was news that everybody was expecting to come around, right? It was the worst kept secret in the league for months, really. So I don't think it necessarily like changes the Falcons' calculus. Like the news comes down and they suddenly find themselves in a different situation. I think they basically are still in the same situation they've been in for the better part, really since the draft, I would say. The draft felt like the time where if Kirk Cousins would have been amenable to a move, which there are reports that he was not at the time because he didn't want to be, you know, gazumped again by another draft pick. Yeah, you like that word?
That's pretty good. Gazumped. Gazumped.
Once we got past that and past, like, you know, just the immediate aftermath of the draft and nothing happened, it felt like this situation was going to be set in stone for a little bit.
What about now? Is it more or less JP? You just looking for an injury now? Or, I mean.
I think so. Yeah. Or maybe, you know, Anthony Richardson, like, for example, just got hurt, but the Colts have Daniel Jones, who they already signed. So.
Do you think he's at minicamp next week?
Kirk Cousins? Yeah. I do. Okay. I think he's going to show up for mandatory minicamp just because he seems like he's going to do what, you know, what he has to do. I don't think he's going to want to pay a fine, frankly, first of all. But he's, I don't think he's going to do basically any more than what is needed from him until, you know, training camp comes around, basically.
I think it's less of a story if he shows up and just kind of does the required stuff than if he doesn't show up.
Yeah.
Right. Right? When you think?
Well, I don't know. And at least from the media's perspective, last year's mini camp, at least under Raheem Morris, the day that we were there, at least it was like a family day. It was basically come check in with us.
You're not going to get a chance to talk. They're not going to make him available.
I would doubt it. Yeah, I would doubt it. But if he's still around training camp, for sure, I would think we're going to talk to him. And the thing I've been thinking about recently, guys, which I mentioned on my new podcast on the game, Joe Patrick on Football. There we go.
You know, there we go.
This is embarrassing. I'm promoting myself.
Thinking like we needed more podcasts.
Yeah.
There hasn't been
so one
enough.
Thing that's, you know, we can fill a gap in the market here with another.
Not enough podcasts.
No, but, you know, I was thinking about, you know, this quarterbacks documentary is coming out next month.
Oh, that's right. He's
Kirk
on it.
Cousins is on there.
To me, that is you want to move him before that
exactly,
comes out.
Exactly. Yeah, because there's going to be talking points
there
that
is.
Come out
there's
of that.
There's going to be stuff in it. Yep.
Absolutely. And so you would think that if they would want to move him, that would be kind of a soft.
It's already recorded.
Yeah, it's done.
It's already recorded, edited, and everything.
Yeah,
so I wonder, is there like a way for them to talk to the people that made it and be like, all right, what's all in there? Can they do that? Or
well,
is that?
I think they know. I mean, I think they would have seen it.
Okay.
Yeah, I think they have a pre-screening. I don't think they actually have.
Good.
Well, I don't know. Actually, creative control they have over it. I think it's all basically done by NFL Films, essentially.
Right.
And it was curious because I noticed every time Kirk would come in for a press conference last year, there would be some like kind of specialty cameras following him around. I just kind of figured it was the NFL because he's a starting quarterback
right.
to kind of get some special treatment. But no, he's going to be on there. And I don't know. There's not an actual date for when that series is going to be released on Netflix.
Last year,
but they did.
Camp, right?
It is. They're just saying right now it's
or it was
July.
2 years ago. Was it last year?
It was 2 years ago.
It was 2 years
Mario
ago.
Yeah, because then they did receiver last year. Yeah. And the Falcons have been on both times. And both times that Falcons quarterback has lost.
Yeah.
His starting job.
Yeah, it's crazy. We had fun yesterday because, you know, the rumor, and it was a rumor that came out that Darnell Mooney will be a big part of this offense, Joe.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wasn't he there last year?
I mean, he was. Right?
Yeah. It's like, this year he's going to be a big part of the
offense.
He's going
to be even bigger. He's going to get that extra 8 yards to get to 1,000, and then he will officially have been a big part of the Falcons offense.
But you can tell where that didn't suck because I know that there was something in that contract for that 1,000 yards.
What do you think it did cost?
Probably.
Because he had just signed a contract with the Falcons.
Probably at least 250.
Yeah. Right.
Is it standard, Randy, for basically like any pass catcher is going to have some incentives there for like, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I give him credit, honestly. We were talking to him at OTAs, Darnell, and he was asked about, you know, disappointed not to get 1,000 and didn't skip a beat. He was like, I'm here to win.
Right.
I don't care about that, and I really respect that from a player.
Yeah, it would have been nice to get that 250, though.
It would have been. But I will say, you know, like I think that he could have a really special connection with Michael Penix as well because he can get down into those deeper areas of the field where Penix can
connect.
That's
what with I was going to ask about. Like, let's say we actually explore the idea of what a bigger role for him would look like.
Yeah.
Is that because Penix is capable of more things? Because he was Kirk's go-to guy in the first half of the season last year.
He was
kind of a security blanket.
Yeah, they had a great connection. Obviously, you know, Darnell had a bunch of big plays, like 20-plus yard plays. In fact, he was leading the NFL, I believe, in 20-plus yard receptions for a while there. But you know what I think of? When I think of, like, a Darnell Mooney catch last year, it is one of those, like, 20-yard catches. But it's often, like, stopped. He's physically stopped. He's coming back to the ball kind of at the sideline, not really catching the ball on the move toward the opponent's goal line. And I think that's what is exciting with Michael Penix kind of, you know, actually has the arm strength to kind of get him catching the ball and running in a way that he can create some of those big home run plays.
What was the question you asked yesterday, Buck? Or was it Abe that said, who do you need to be the breakout player for this team this year?
Well, I mean, honestly, I feel like
You can go offense and defense.
Yeah. So on offense, I think, honestly, one of the big wild cards or like one of the big kind of key factors is Ryan Neuzel. Like, can he step in and provide, you know, average or better play from you at that position? Because if he does, then you're golden. If he's not, there's nobody behind him.
You're in a
like,
bad
then,
spot
yeah,
if
yeah.
That
that's
guy's
a key position.
Yeah.
Right. So it's pretty important for him to be solid. But, you know, he got his extension. And then on the defensive side,
do you think that he will be? Like, just, I mean, obviously you've looked at him more closely than we have. And we all knew he was going to be the starter. We didn't know exactly when the contract was going to happen and when it was going to, what it was going to look like. But they signed him last week to that contract extension. What do you actually think of him as a player?
See, Abe told me not to come on here and start talking centers and start talking offensive line. But you know what, Abe? You're going to get your wish here. I think like Neusel, I think they're going to adapt to him a little bit. Because with Drew Dahlman, you had like a really athletic but undersized center that was great at that outside zone. I think that's why Arthur Smith and Terry Fontenot initially in that system wanted to have a center like him to kind of set the tone and be able to fit that scheme. And I think that Ryan Neusel, they like his kind of power profile a little bit. He, you know, that old adage or the adage that they, the mantra at Falcons at Flowery Branch is speed off the ball. And they think that Neusel epitomizes that. And I also think he's a better, maybe better pass protector than Drew Dahlman, just heavier, has a bigger base. Right. And something that Ryan Neusel said when I was talking to him last week about the center position, how you've improved and all that stuff, is the snap. And I think that we forget that sometimes. The snap was a bit of a problem with Drew Dahlman. You kind of had to brace yourself for one bad one a game, and hopefully Ryan Neusel can be an upgrade there.
Defensively?
You know, I think the biggest wild cards like a Jalen Walker or James Pierce Jr. I think it's these rookies that they drafted have to come in and produce, because there aren't, it's not like there's this, you know, lineage of veteran players in front of them that, you know, are going to hold down the fort until these guys can kind of develop and et cetera, et cetera. That's kind of what they did last year with some of the guys, but these, and you know, Raheem Morris said it, they have an intention to play these guys, and so you've got to get production. And I hate to say, but like historically, that's a pretty big gamble for, especially, you know, if you're looking for sacks from edge rushers. You know, first round edge rusher averages about 4.5 sacks in his rookie year. So even if he goes on to be really prolific, so they're going to need those guys to at least do that for him, I would think.
Smoke and Joe Patrick joining us in studio here, talking some Falcons, our 92.9 The Game Atlanta Falcons reporter. I know that it's now been kind of a couple of weeks since some of the details surrounding Kyle Pitts not being out there for OTAs. He's there. When was he there? His foot's going on. There's some trade stuff that kind of has seemingly been debunked. What do you feel like is going on with him, and do you think he'll be a part of anything that they do at mandatory minicamp?
Honestly, like it feels to me, again, this is just reading the tea leaves of the way the reporting has come out. It feels to me like his agent was probably just trying to, like, you know, fish around the NFL, see if there was any interest from him around the NFL. And I think that it kind of got built up and maybe into something that it was not, that he was kind of being floated in trade rumors and things like that. And ultimately, from the Falcons side, like, if a deal were to come across their table that was, you know, great value for them, I think that, you know, there is a chance they would pull the trigger. But I don't see any NFL team basically being able to come to Terry Fontenot and Raheem Morris and say, let me give you, you know, this, and we'll take Kyle Pitts from you in a year where you have to make the playoffs or you're probably going to get fired. Right. Like you got to come to the Falcons with some pretty significant, you know, gifts, basically. And replacing the production that Pitts is going to give you. Because for as much as people are frustrated with the, you know, his production not matching what it was his rookie year, he's still a valuable player, still can make plays down the field, which is going to be important.
Where do you see him in the pecking order? Because we were like, we were kind of out because, you know, obviously Drake is your number one. Moody going to be a big part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously Bijan's going to get 60, 70 targets.
Right, right.
So he's, you put him slotted somewhere like fourth?
I think he's kind of like right there with Bijan. I would imagine they kind of get very similar targets, but they're going to be in very different areas of the field.
Right.
You know, I think that when I think back to Kyle Pitts, like he has made a lot of big plays for this team. He just hasn't made a lot of plays in general. Like he just doesn't have the volume of catches because he's, frankly, I don't think he's that profile of receiver. And I think that where both the Arthur Smith regime and Zach Robinson's offense sees him as being most effective is in those down the field areas. And again, that's why I think Michael Penix, when you're thinking about what he could be this year, you're thinking maybe we can get the best version of Kyle Pitts because we've got a quarterback that can get him the ball where we want it.
Well, I mean, the biggest play of the year last year was Penix to Pitts, right?
No doubt.
That fourth down throw against Washington.
Same route.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. And which is what Randy's been saying, make him run for 3 years.
You know what I love from Pitts on that play was just the strength of the catch point, being able to catch the ball in traffic.
Because
Pitts can go up and make some really acrobatic, like juggling catches, but he is, in my opinion, inconsistent at the catch point when there is some, you know, interference, when there's a defender nearby who's just making contact or something. He can get shaky in those situations, and he came down big.
It was the other one where he Penix hit him in the chest and he fumbled it right into the arms.
Yeah, there was that one
defender,
too.
So.
There was that one too.
You know, giveth and taketh away. I don't know. We got like 90 seconds left. Atlanta United, hot takes?
Well, people were freaking out over the loss they had against Red Bulls after they won the two games. And I thought the freak out was a little unnecessary. Like,
they were tired.
I mean, I thought
reasonable.
I thought they played okay. Like, they won the expected goals battle in that game. They just gave away crappy goals that they shouldn't have. Again, they continue to make these mistakes where they put themselves down a goal literally for no reason in like the third minute or something. It's going to be tough to come back from that. But ultimately, I have to just look at the overall quality of the play outside of these little moments, these one individual errors. And that's what, you know, gives me some confidence. You hope that players like Miguel Almirón aren't going to do that kind of thing. Having said that, it does continue to happen.
I didn't watch the game, obviously, but I read he was the best player for Paraguay last night.
That's what I heard the same thing.
Just
I didn't see it either.
Just read it.
Yeah.
Just read it.
Yeah, I saw a similar.
He still has it.
On Instagram, I was just seeing some pictures, and I got to say, he looks super happy when he's playing for Paraguay. He looks like in his family and everything.
Right.
He looks stressed out right now when he's playing for Atlanta United.
Do you think expectations?
I think so. Right. I think it's a combination of the expectations. I think what if he expects from himself, honestly, coming back to where he was so successful.
Right. How many podcasts do you have now?
Just two. And some radio stuff.
And give us it one more time.
Joe Patrick on Football.
Okay.
Wherever you get the podcast. Or in the Odyssey app.
You're not mincing words on that one.
Pass is legal.
There's nothing cute about
pass
that.
Pass is legal.
Joe Patrick on Football.
On Football.
I wonder what that podcast is about.
He knows ball.
No, yeah, he's a ball knower. That's why we have him on. We'll come back and get to an NFL no huddle, including a conspiracy theory that I have regarding Aaron Rodgers signing his contract yesterday. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.